Today, as the world around us, will be presented in Gaelic and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Aulaxese Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Gomania Gia Arav Alupt Firkna Allin, Fáilte Quig the World Around Us, our Supreme Master Television. Vi an honor egnosion ilan de heran, na china durka diga a kmad lastukt ar fan blinta. Masha le lawn, nev do krejif agus croca, dimpik mingshir na chira, nav her sho, gro gia inakoni, len emile blina. August is drac in frauche den duracht I ord aglish nev porik I maliohatlia.
The first records refer to a little church here known as St. Patrick's of the Island. That was an Irish church constructed of timber, built between two branches of the River Poddle. Now that building was associated with St. Patrick. Apparently, Patrick, who helped bring Christianity here sometime during the 400s, used water from that well to baptize local people and make them Christians. In fact, there are three holy wells in Dublin associated with St. Patrick, and the idea of pilgrimage became very important in Ireland, way back with the early Celtic Church, going back now to the 600s, 700s, 800s, 900s. And it continued on with Irish people going abroad on pilgrimages all over Europe, and indeed within the island, and other people from further afield coming to places here.
On dus amvel, darvik on aglish, nev porik, ad insula, gostatus ard aglish, eg ard aspec, norman o balia artlia, John Corman, Míle Gaed, Nóca is a Hain.
And in 1254, this current cathedral was finally dedicated, consecrated and dedicated to two patrons, Our Lady and St. Patrick. The cathedral was constructed mainly with a local type of limestone. However, some of the detailing was done in stone that came from as far afield as northern France.
Godí lá an inyú is úgde an ard aglish than shan am an cahar.
Masses would have been said and sung here. Then the crossing where we're standing would have been built, the arms of the cross, the transepts, both north and south, and finally then the nave behind us. The cathedral for the most part is Gothic. The cathedral itself was built on the massive wall system of construction. It depended merely on the weight and strength of the walls to hold them up.
Is fornif id shepel a us order a christina le faimena javori. Mar cuisine ard aglish, nis mo is ramanchi nefa, id ne shepel ata en orhiha go horhiha.
Historically in the cathedral here there were many chapels throughout the building. Now only a number still survive. Where we are now is a part of the cathedral that really isn't normally open to the public. This little chapel we're in here is the ancient chapel of St. Stephen. Directly behind me is the Lady Chapel, and just over the far side there, St. Peter's Chapel. Behind me is a fine black Irish marble baptismal font from the very early 18th century.
Is Cade Mila Blin Dish, Edlina Gocha. Atá tugatha is mó a inóig na fórnamh creidimh ag taspán scéalta as an bhíobla.
Two fine windows in the French medieval style of glasswork, the one in the south transept depicting various biblical scenes, and the one above the west door in front of me there, scenes from the life of St. Patrick.
Com mai le naoimh porig is iad naoimh Colum Cill agus naoimh Bridge. Tho can a nave patron na heren is ahanta. Tho a sailin a co maile shin, de farsanta nave ella, a lero freshen arna finoga, glen a gocha, or the aglish nave porik.
The idea behind stained glass was that it was a way of reaffirming to people their traditional gospel stories, particularly people who may not be able to read. There's a strong Irish theme here. Some very fine Irish windows. The one directly above us depicts St. Columba, St. Bridget, and so forth.
Fanagi tunte leverha le supreme master television, con lanta aig len Arthuris tri ordlas neve poric in malia ohatlia eren. Baimij diruk arash teresh ne chok tarokti garavdi sho.
The cathedral was the largest medieval church in Ireland, and it's still, I think, the longest church in Ireland. It's almost 100 yards long from the east end of the Lady Chapel to the Great West Door. I've heard it said that for a community at that time to build a great cathedral in its midst was equivalent today to us sending a man to the moon. Extraordinary achievement.
Fáilte arás chuig the world around us an seo ar Supreme Master Television. Táimigh ag tabhairt cuairt ar bailitheoir clia inniu go tuairis na ord eaglais cáiliúil naoimh pádraic.
The cathedral, since 1870, has been a national cathedral for the Church of Ireland, which is part of the Anglican Communion in Ireland. So it has a canonical representation with all the dioceses, the Church of Ireland diocese, all over Ireland, the island as a whole. And as a result, it has a special national function. So you have a lot of national organizations holding special services here. It has great acts of worship through the liturgical year.
I reiter, quid genishanam, ord aglish neiv porig, a godriv leshan udar erinach, call ul, agus sagart, Jonathan Swift. Master a urshkel, Gulliver's Travels, on can classiokna, litriokta, berla.
Very well known in our cathedral's history is the great luminary of Jonathan Swift. He was dean here from 1713 until 1745. And one of his many achievements, actually, was to establish almshouses near the building as well to help the Dublin poor. He was many things during his long life. He was a key political figure, a great pamphleteer. He was also, of course, a great satirist. He was a poet, but very importantly, he was a priest, an Anglican priest from the age of 21 when he took holy orders. He ended up here as dean of St. Patrick's Cathedral, now in Dublin. And he spent a lot of his time again, through pamphlets, to defending Irish interests. Whilst dean here, he wrote his best-known book, Gulliver's Travels, and many, many other things. When he died, he left his money to found a hospital to help people who were mentally ill. It's still operating, actually, today, so a wonderful legacy. Down through the centuries, the cathedral has done an awful lot to help the less fortunate. That continues today, actually. The cathedral distributes a considerable sum of money to help various charities, particularly helping the homeless.
Ní antasach go bhfuil ról santasach ag ceol néfa ag an ord eaglais néf pórig. Cana amana glórvar I mála dia ag an gór.
From the very beginning of the cathedral story, music has been vital to worship in the building. We've had a choir school here from the 1430s, and that still functions. We've had a reference going back to 1471 to an organ in the cathedral. Archbishop of Dublin, Archbishop Tregory, gave us that organ. The current organ we have, a wonderful, wonderful instrument today, with over 4,600 reeds and pipes in it, a Harris organ, actually, about a century old.
Tá scéal cóirithach de Síocháin ag an ord eaglais ar cúil an dáras, ársa a bhfuil ar taspáint.
And there's a great story relating to that door that dates back to the year 1492. Now, two of the great Anglo-Normans, the Earl of Kildare and the Duke of Ormond, met near this cathedral. A little skirmish ensued. Butler fled here into the cathedral to seek sanctuary. He went away over to the chapter house, which was over there, and he pulled a door, which is actually on display today, tight shut behind him and refused to come out. Now, time went by, so Fitzgerald, sensibly enough, got one of his men to cut an opening in the door, which you could still see, put his arm through it, shook hands with his adversary, a risky business. So there was an end to enmity, truce, war was over, and out they came. We call it the door of reconciliation today.
Beidir níos mó ná aon fornaf ella in éireann, léireann ord eaglais neamh pádraic, an oidhreacht, stór uaillte agus spiritálta de mingseir uileáin itlas na héireann. Gavin Meach Buickas ne Usal Gavin Woods agus ord eaglais neamh pádraic, con an doras a oscailt ar an lá in iúd an turas. Golanfi Banukchi on Orkla Orof. Alukt Firkana Jilsha, Milipuikas os Vetlin Aran Le in You, the world around us, a cryl a gok downik or Supreme Master Television. By words of wisdom that chocked Jirok Thresh noteworthy news. Gamai vur selcha mar homana banitokt the graw, nav hurintha dia. Faithful viewers, thank you for joining us on today's The World Around Us, airing every Sunday on Supreme Master Television. Up next is Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. May your life be a joyous testament to the Creator's boundless love. Letilla Olis, Chegi Quidge, www.stpatrickscathedral.ie.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WAU.